73 degrees at 8:56. Time for a check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like our markets have kind of mixed overnight, but turning a little bit more defensive here this morning. Crude is down about 30 cents, with the dollar trade is up a touch. So given the markets a little bit of a mixed signal, we did see the sale of about 230,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Japan. Sold for 2018-19, announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system. So a little bit of encouragement there. Current price action, December corn is down about a penny at 366 and a half. Next December corn is down a penny and a quarter at 399 and a quarter. Soybeans for November down 3 cents at 863. And next July is down two and three quarters at 913 and a half. Soybean meal, pardon me, is down about a dollar and a half a ton, basically December, 313 and a half. Chicago wheat, December, down 2 and a half at 516 and three quarters. Next July is down 3 cents at 551 and a half. Kansas City wheat for December, down 2 cents at 520 and a half. And next July is 561 and a half, down 2 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat is up 2 cents, basis the December, at 593. And next September is down 3 and three quarters at 619. Livestock trade, mostly defensive, with cattle mostly lower and hogs down about a dollar. Fund buying has been the story of the week for commodities. Unfortunately, the buying has been short covering by the funds. Not usually a real healthy situation, but we're cautiously optimistic that we might see another day of it here today. Increased chatter that talks with Chinese trade officials may resume could fuel further recovery efforts in the soybean complex. The soybean chart looks a little bit more constructive than the corn and the wheat do at this particular point in time. Russian wheat export concerns due to reported sanitary issues sparked yesterday's recovery effort midday. Markets seem to be very, very sensitive to price-friendly news. Looking at the charts, we made new moves, new highs for the move in corn, beans, and wheat yesterday. I think realistically, the soybean market, as I said before, it looks a little bit more constructive. Watching the short covering for the corn and the wheat, or the corn and beans, is probably a little bit less constructive than I'd like it to be. New highs for the move pretty much across the board, as we mentioned. Front month corn is bumped into resistance at 370. December 2019 at $4 is offering some incentive to add to hedges. Keep in mind that the pressed bean prices may lead to additional corn acres next year. If realized, next fall's price probably will not have a four in front of it. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you very much for that, Bill. Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana this morning. Quick check of your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer. We'll get up to a high of 88 degrees. Southwest wind gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight. A chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 65. Mostly cloudy and cooler for the day tomorrow. A high of 69, but we'll warm back up to 83 for the day on Friday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.